From Tidbits on July 25th, 2011, this is Mac Mini Adds Faster CPUs in Thunderbolt, Drops Optical Drive, written by Adam C. Angst. Along with macOS 10 Lion's release, Apple has also updated the Mac Mini, giving the diminutive desktop Mac new processors, discrete graphics, Thunderbolt port, and more, while at the same time removing the previous model's optical drive. The new Mac Mini's industrial design remains the same, and it ships with macOS 10 Lion pre-installed. More so than Macs of recent times, the Mac Mini comes in three rather different configurations, making the decision of what to get more confusing than in the past. The configurations are the 2.3 GHz Mac Mini, a $599 low-end configuration, features a 2.3 GHz dual-core Intel i5 CPU, along with 2 GB of RAM, upgraded to 4 or 8 GB for 100 or 300 more, a 500 MB 5400 RPM hard drive with a 750 GB 7200 RPM drive as an option for $150 more, and a built-in Intel HD Graphics 3000 processor that shares 288 MB of RAM with main memory. Then there's the 2.5 GHz Mac Mini. The $799 higher-end consumer configuration of the Mac Mini provides a choice of either a 2.5 GHz dual-core Intel i5 CPU or a 2.7 GHz dual-core Intel i7, at $100 for that. It ships with 4 GB of RAM standard, upgradable to 8 GB for $200, and provides a selection of storage options, including the 500 GB 5400 RPM hard drive, a 7200 RPM hard drive for $150 more, a 256 GB solid-state drive for $600 more, and a 750 GB 7200 RPM hard drive plus a 256 GB solid-state drive. That's a whopping $750 more for the combination. Along with the faster processors, this configuration includes a discrete graphics processor, the AMD Radeon HD6630M with 256 MB of dedicated GDDR5 memory. It should increase graphics performance by as much as 2 times. Lastly, there's the 2.0 GHz Mac Mini with Lion Server. The $999 server configuration of the new Mac Mini relies on a 2.0 GHz quad-core Intel Core i7, provides 4 GB of RAM, upgradable to 8 GB for $200 more, and ships with a pair of 500 GB 7200 RPM hard drives. You can trade out the drives for a pair of 750 GB hard drives for $100 more, a 256 GB solid-state drive for $400 more, a 750 GB hard drive and a 256 GB solid-state drive for $550 more, or a pair of 256 GB solid-state drives. That's a whopping $1,000 more. Since servers don't generally have significant graphics needs, it too relies on the built-in Intel HD Graphics 3000 that shares 288 MB of RAM with main memory. And, of course, it ships with Lion Server pre-installed. In terms of video specs, the new Mac Mini includes a single Thunderbolt port with support for up to 2560 by 1600 resolution on a connected monitor, an HDMI port with support for up to 1920 by 1200 resolution, and DVI output via an included HDMI to DVI adapter. On the audio side, the Mac Mini includes an audio line-in mini jack, a line-out headphone mini jack, support for the Apple iPhone headset with microphone, and a built-in speaker. Standard expansion ports beyond the single Thunderbolt port and the HDMI port include a FireWire 800 port, 4 USB 2.0 ports, an SDHXC slot, and a gigabit Ethernet port. Speaking of networking, the Mac Mini supports 802.11n Wi-Fi along with Bluetooth 4.0. For those desperate for fast storage via Thunderbolt, Apple is selling the promised Pegasus RAID systems and Thunderbolt cables now. As far as we know, they're the only Thunderbolt peripherals aside from Apple's new Thunderbolt display announced so far. None of the Mac Mini configurations come with an optical drive built in, but you can add the USB-based MacBook Air SuperDrive for $79. Also still missing are a keyboard and pointing device. You can use existing devices or buy new ones as you wish. As with most of Apple's recent hardware updates, the new Mac Mini provides welcome changes at the same price points as the previous models, although it's possible that some people will be distressed by the loss of an internal optical drive. It is a bit surprising Apple is so thoroughly differentiating the different configurations, rather than just enabling customers to configure a base configuration with all the various options. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, Econ Technologies, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I'm slightly regretting having bought a Mac Mini for Tanya to test Lion on about a month ago, but we sort of knew this was going to happen and couldn't really avoid it because we needed that testing Mac. Oh well, Macs always get better, you just gotta wait.